Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
The whole country has been processing the outcome yesterday of the Midlands rape case. Central to the trial's impact were the powerful words of the survivor in her victim impact statement. So, on Drive Time, we wanted to hear from a woman whose campaigning led directly to the introduction of victim impact statements in Ireland back in 1993. Lavinia Kerwick was the first rape survivor in the country to go public after a trial. She was raped aged 18, and her rapist walked away with a suspended sentence. Lavinia has been giving me her reaction to the Midlands trial and to the sentencing yesterday.
I've been following it now for a little while, and it was horrific. It was barbaric. There's no other way to really describe it, is there, Sarah? It was absolutely heart-wrenching reading about it, and you really felt for the young lady involved.
And is it re-traumatizing for you when very high profile rape trials like this are in the media and everyone is talking about it, and you know, it's hard to get away from it, really?
There's no doubt about it. It's been a very emotional few days, and you can't help but reflect back.
The victim impact statement given by the survivor in this case, I think, really stopped people in their tracks and made them listen. What struck you about it?
I think the fact that the young lady went into court on Monday when she gave her victim impact statement and looked at her rapist and looked him in the eye and described the impact in great detail of how it has affected her and how it has impacted in her life, and every shred of her being has been affected by it. And I think the fact that it was 5 years before she could give that victim impact statement, she wanted to deliver it in a perfect way. And she wanted to be heard, and she wanted the rapists to fear, and because it's been building up, I suppose, for 5 years in her. And her words were powerful. And, you know, I would encourage anyone and everyone to read that victim impact statement, because it resonates. It's a powerful, it took her over an hour to deliver that. It's just a powerful victim impact statement.
And how important do you think that is for her and other survivors? Because I know victim impact statements were only introduced, of course, after your own campaigning work. How important is it for survivors or victims of crime to be able to stand up and say, this is how this has affected me?
Well, it's very important, isn't it? I know before then you weren't seen, you weren't heard, you had no voice in court, you were a silent witness. And when you have the opportunity to give a victim impact statement, you're actually a person who wants to be heard, who wants to tell the court and wants to tell the rapists and abusers what you have done. And maybe I feel and I hope that when people deliver their victim impact statements, they're handing back that guilt and shame that they carry around with them, and they're saying, here you go, this belongs to you. It's no longer mine, guilt and shame. I'm handing it straight back to you. You are the ones that have done this to me, and you're going to hear me, and I'm going to tell you exactly what you have done.
And I think actually that the young lady in this instance did a lot of that, didn't she, with the perpetrators, and there was so much strength in her statement, but there was also, you know, so much grief. And I just quote just one part of it for our listeners. She described how her life had been ruined. She said that the effect was like a falling coliseum. And she said, first it took the internal parts of me, my dignity, my innocence, my trust, my confidence, my self-worth. Then it started taking my external parts. My education fell apart, my social skills, my friendship dwindled, and isolation crept in. And I wonder if she was listening to us this evening, what would your message be to her as she describes the terrible impact this has had in her life?
Well, I've talked about this since yesterday. I actually didn't sleep. I was so upset for her last night. I hope that the message that I'd like to give her is that, and I hope I'm going to phrase this right now because I don't want to upset her in any way, shape or form, is that, you know, this is part of her. My hope for her would that it would not become all of her. And I think that's an important message that I'd like to give her, because she's an extraordinary young lady. She is much more than this, you know, and I would hate to think that, like, this is with her now for the rest of her life. There is no way that this is not going to impact her. And she will only be starting her healing now because of the weight of 5 years. So she is only on the way and to healing, I suppose, and trying to come to terms with what has happened. And, like, my wish for her is that it is part of her. It is going to be part of her for the rest of her life. I really, really hope it doesn't become all of her, because we are all supporting her. I hope she knows the amount of support and love that, you know, and goodwill that we all have for her, because the last thing I want her to do is for this to become her whole being. And I think Judge Burns yesterday recognised her as a person. And that's an extraordinary moment in the legal system, I felt, because she actually spoke to her directly. And she was a person. I hope that helped her too. And I really, really felt yesterday that that was the turn in the legal system, that, you know, with Judge Burns speaking directly to her and her family and saying, I see you and I believe you. And I see you as a young woman, amazingly brave, dignified, and I heard you and I listened to you. And I think that was a moment yesterday that all survivors, I think, had been hoping for years and years. And I was just so taken aback with Judge Burns yesterday, and I was so delighted. And, you know, we must thank the young lady in question for getting that recognition for us all yesterday, because that was an extraordinary moment. We have waited years to be seen in court, you know, because we've always been, I suppose, invisible. To be seen as a human that has been so badly hurt was an amazing moment, and I hope the young lady took solace in that. She's an extraordinary young lady, and I think everyone in the country is wishing her well and, you know, holding her in our thoughts.
And as you say, really there were two powerful statements, weren't there, Lavinia? So there's the statement from the victim or the survivor, and then there's this statement from Justice Tara Burns. And as you say, she said to the victim, I see you. But she also addressed a number of different issues around rape, really. And she said the victim in this case was not stupid or naive, as the victim had described herself for getting into the car that night. And I'll quote the judge on this. She said she was in a small country town where she thought she was safe, even if it wasn't her friends coming back for her. She could reasonably assume that boys her own age from the same area would get her home. She was entitled to assume that society works in some civilised fashion where there is respect for a female. Little did she know that she got into a car with people devoid of respect for her or themselves, said the judge. I wonder what you thought of that, the judge tackling head on, as you say, the shame and blame that sometimes rape victims can feel.
Yeah, that was another moment, wasn't it, yesterday, an extraordinary event there yesterday in the High Court, that the judge actually listened to the victim and heard her victim impact statement, where you often wonder, do judges actually listen and take into account what's said in a victim impact statement? And it was an extraordinary moment, I think, and it was a kind of hold your breath moment, and to kind of say to this young lady, no, there is no blame on you here. Absolutely no blame and no shame. You should have felt safe enough, you know, getting into that car. You know, there was nothing that you did that warranted what happened to you.
Because I think you blamed yourself, did you?
Oh, yeah. And that was the thing, you know. I completely let it get into my being, into my soul, into my bones. And that's why I suppose I'm so vocal when I hear women and their victim impact statements, and men and their victim impact statements, and they're blaming themselves, and I'm thinking, please don't, because it will take over your whole being. When it seeps into you like that, it's very hard to come back from. And I think that's where I fell down. I suppose I let it seep into my bones.
Well, you're blaming
and
yourself
again. We didn't
again,
have, I suppose, the support.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I took the blame, I think. That's an emotional... yeah, that's an upsetting thing. And that's why I don't want this young lady to let it seep into her bones, even though she's probably hating herself. And that's what rape does. It transfers the blame to you. So you're hating yourself, you're hating your bones, you want to get rid of the body that's been violated. And when you can't do that, it turns into deep hatred for yourself. And I would never want that for this young lady, because she's in her early 20s, you know, and I just want her to heal in as much as she can, because you will never... You have to remember, these were five men. And, you know, if you went into the evidence, you would see the damage that has been done. And there's parts of that damage that, you know, she will never recover from. But I think yesterday, I can only hope that her healing can start.
Yeah.
And that she feels the weight of it all, standing beside her and saying, you're not on your own. You know, that we are all here, that we're all standing beside you and wanting the very best for you.
Lavinia, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this evening, because I know, as you said, it's been a very difficult couple of days for you and bringing you back. But I think your words will bring a lot of comfort, and your insights will help a lot of people listening to what you have to say today.
Thank you, Sarah.
And that was Lavinia Kerwig speaking to me a little earlier on. Well, if for anyone who's been impacted by this interview, you can access helplines and support at rte.ie/helplines.